Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we've got some callers in the queue. We're going to get to those callers in just a couple of moments. Call in number 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And our callers and listeners can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, and on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. So please do find us and follow us. We appreciate your support. Okay, so 706 caller from that area code is first, and then 857 is next. So let's bring on 706 first. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. It's been a
What's
long
your name?
Time.
My name is Sophia.
Name?
Sophia. Okay. Is it PH or Sophia?
That's
PH.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. And where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. And so we've spoken with you before?
Yes, you have. It's been a while,
okay.
Like over a year, maybe two.
Okay. What's your phone number? I mean, your birthday. Your phone number. Actually, I have your phone number.
It is 1125.
The full birthday.
Do you need
please.
The year?
Yeah.
Oh, 1125-72.
1972. Okay. Dear, okay. So what brings you to the show today, Sophia?
Actually, it is my last day to work this week, and as I'm working, I'm also listening to Blog Talk, and I saw you guys were up today, and I said, hey, let me just check in.
Just a check-in. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're off work. Are you off for the week?
Yes, I will be.
Good. So let's just, you just had your 48th birthday. So you're 20 years beyond, she's 20 years beyond her karmic number. 48. I don't know, Neil, anything coming up for you with Sophia?
Well,
right away?
Right now, Sophia, there seems to be something regarding your family or somebody coming in or some kind of visitation. So is there anything, I know it's the holidays, but is there anything planned around a family event, or have you been talking to family members to any degree that would be important?
No, not besides, I mean, the holidays, of course, because of everything's going on is small. We're just going to, it'll just be my immediate, my mom, my daughter, my brother and his children. So no.
Are there any, so no one's pregnant? There's no added things going on in your family?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, Sophia, there seems to be something. Well, one, it seems positive. But two, it appears as though there's some kind of new arrival coming in within the family network. I don't know what that is yet.
Okay.
But I'm hearing the word new arrival. And as far as you're concerned, so no one's visiting. There's no. How old is your daughter?
She is 21, and she is a senior in college.
She's in college.
So she have any children? What's her status? Was she married?
No, she has no children.
Oh, is there any?
No children.
Is she in a relationship? Is there any plans for marriage in the near future?
No, not at the moment. No, and I don't want to give away too much of her business over, but even a family addition would not be possible at the moment. I'll say it that way. But hey, anything's possible.
Well, I don't know, Sophia. I hear the word new arrival, so I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure what that is yet. What's the nature of your work? What kind of work do you do?
I work in the international import and export business.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah,
I
do that.
I remember that.
And are you?
Wow, you have a good memory. Are you
Are you married or single? Or
I am single at the moment.
Are you?
And I'm not even dating, but I'm open to it.
You haven't been dating, but you're open to it. Okay, so my guess that this in 2021 you're going to be in a relationship. That's my guess right now, because I'm hearing the word new arrival. It appears as though your children aren't going to be having any babies or anything. You're not having any uncles coming in from some state. So
I'm aware of.
Uh-huh.
Not that you're aware of. So there's always the possibility that someone could show up at your doorstep.
I agree. You never know.
You just never know. Are you open to the idea of being in a relationship? Is there any attitude you have that would favor that?
Sure. I'm okay. Either way. Yeah. It's not a priority at this moment, but I am, if it shows up and it is, it compliments me and I compliment it. Hey, yes.
Well, you sound like a very nice person and you probably make a very nice partner and all that. And you're up to being fair in a relationship and having a good time and
that is
being
true.
Supportive if that's the necessary thing. And likewise, so I think it has something to do with a relationship. That's my guess. Unless you have a specific question that you called with a general attitude, but if you want to ask us a specific question that you weren't thinking of before, you're welcome to do that.
Let's see. I really didn't have one. I'll take this one. I'm scrambling, but hey, it comes up. I am in the market of. I know it won't be immediately or by the end of the year, but I am wanting my own home again, my own space. Currently, I am with my mom, and it's well and great. She's alone. My daughter, I was just talking to you guys about, she moved. We were in a very small town, but I've always lived worked in Atlanta, so I've always commuted. My daughter decided to go to college here in Atlanta, so, of course, I moved, and that's when I moved with my mom. She's always lived in Atlanta. So my daughter's getting ready to graduate college, and it's just time. I'm ready. It's time for my own space. Just anything around that.
So you're living with your mother in your mother's home?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you want your own space. Are you thinking of renting or purchasing? Renting?
Purchasing.
You are thinking of buying? Okay. Is there any financial? I mean, do you have a... Because when you called, I was getting something about finances. Now, that's not exactly, about a home, but it does relate because obviously when you're buying a house, Obviously, when you're buying a house, you're
and I am
the down payment.
I am, yeah, that too. Well,
and
I'm going a few other routes. Me and two lenders have looked at. Just do you sense will either one of those lenders come through where I need them to be, not where I want, but where I need them to be?
So you have a specific, the gap between what you want and what you can afford. There's a range of what you want.
It's more of where I want to be. Yeah, it's not necessarily, I don't want to do subdivisions. Yeah, I'm not going to talk around things. I'll just be, I'm not very open to going into close living quarters. I require space, and I'm not talking about a ranch, but, you know, at least a lot. If I did go in a subdivision, it would have to be a nice sized lot, or it would have to sit in a specific way, because I am just very private and I would like my privacy. If I want to go in my backyard and lay out at night under the stars, which is what I love to do, I don't have to worry about my neighbors, you know, peeping across the yard, or I walk outside and we're so close where we both can pour each other a cup of coffee. I don't navigate well that way. Because I'm more of a rural-like person, but I don't want to go back to the small town. I like being in the cities close to work, but it's just hard. And that's what I mean by that. Of course, you know, lenders say, well, and realtors, well, that may be hard to do, you know. It's just a little trying. So
hard to do in what regard, in what aspect? Financially or location? Trying to find something.
Location. And I'll say, and financially, because, of course, it depends on, you know, you can find something in the right location, but it may be super pricey.
Is a range of $150,000, where would that fit within your convenience level?
Convenience level, that would be a little bit below market. Go ahead.
Well, I wrote down 250 to 3.
That in the range was around 280-ish, but I've decided I'll even go 250. And I'll stay rural if I, you know, but of course it's up to the lenders. It's up to the lenders at the end of the day.
Okay, so.
Well, you see, the thing about your journey in life is you have an 11 and a 25. And you put that together, it becomes 27, which is your inverted year of 72, which means that you have a reflection of energy that goes on. You're compounded because you're a 28, 10, 1 by master number.
But that 280 is her master number. I mean, essentially, she was saying 280,
yeah,
and the 25 is in her day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys are giving me
1972 actually comes to a 280.
I mean, I wasn't even thinking that when I wrote the range. But.
Yeah.
But,
and if you guys are even seeing that, hey, not right now, you know, not right now is not the best time. I have thick skin. Just give it to me how you see it, and I will just continue on. Like I said, it's just me and her. Nothing, you know, it's great, but feel spiritually oppressed, if that makes sense, if I'm articulating
that
right.
When we talk about new arrivals, and I'm feeling it, 2021 is going to happen. This could be a relationship. This could be the home. So a new arrival could be your home and not necessarily a person. I kind of think it might occupy both. So the prediction is maybe around March or April.
That sounds about right, too. That's let me let you go. Go ahead.
I don't know what you would want to put down on a 250 home, you know, if you're what you're capable of putting down. And I'm not sure. I still think that 150 has a meaning somewhere. I don't know. It could be in the family finances or something. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the property. Maybe it will be the outstanding balance, something like this. I'm not sure yet, but that's what we're thinking, March or April.
That's perfect. It really is.
Okay. Great, Sophia. Well,
wow.
Anything else?
No, that's it. And Neil, I will say this. You said you kind of feel more, both you guys, which is awesome, as always, more that it probably pertains to both. When you said that, I got what I call my truth bumps. When you said that, I got my truth bumps. I mean, from my legs to my arms to everywhere. So, and I get those little bumps when I hear truth.
So that resonated.
It's just a divine thing. Yes, it did. When you said, I think this is probably more both home and relationship. Yeah, I immediately got them. Oh, they're going down my back now. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what we think. Yes, that sounds good.
Yeah. And the space is more of a spiritual thing for me. I'll put it that way. It is a spiritual thing for me. It's just time for me to get back so I can get back into a better relationship, yeah, with spirit, yeah.
Yeah, and spirit, I mean, spiritual, you have a 7 in your year. Also, the 7 is, well, it's broken up in your 5-2, but it's in your year realized. So that's why you have that spiritual pull. And it's also next to her 11. I mean, the 1 is foundation. So the broken 2-5 is that broken 7 next to a foundation energy, which is home. So that could be why you feel a spiritual connection with your residence to be, or want to have a spiritual connection with the place that you live in.
Exactly, exactly. Because the few places I have looked at, I close my eyes. It has to energetically feel right. I even talk to the land, and I talk to the elementals. So I choose a place where we reside together in peace and harmony and protection. It has to be right for me spiritually.
Yeah. And your master number is 1, which is root chakra energy. So home, family, and you live with your mother. All of it fits into the narrative of what we're talking about here. So,
well, thank you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sophia. Have a happy holiday.
You too. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, 857. Then we have a call from 402. Hi, thanks for waiting. Are you there? 857 is not answering our call, so we're going to disconnect. 402, hello, can you hear us?
Hi, yes, I can hear you fine. Thanks.
Hi.
Hi. I was just hoping for a general reading about what's going on and around me and my life.
Okay, well, what's your name?
Erin.
E-R-I-N?
Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
Sorry. I don't know if you're the consonant.
Yeah, I heard Erin, too.
You did?
Yeah.
The consonants cut out.
Yeah.
Sharon. Oh, Sharon. This is Sharon. Sharon that lives in New York?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Oh. Yeah, it's
still
been
alive.
A while. Well, what immediately, it just, I want to, let me get your, let's get your birth date.
Oh, boy. 8/31/57.
Well, what I was immediately impacted with something going on in the family. Now I know who you are. We both know who you are. Do you know who she is? Do you remember her? Sharon has she's a disability. She moved to New York to be with her daughter, who is she doesn't live with her daughter, but her daughter moved there and they have a grandchild. So she wanted to be close to the grandchild. And you have problems with your legs. You used to work for the state, right?
Right.
Work. So anyway, is there anything going on in the family dynamic right now that's troublesome? Silence. Can you hear us?
Are you talking to me? I was just calling to see what you saw.
Well, for me.
So that's what
there
might be some trouble.
That's what I'm seeing. We have to validate what we're getting psychically. You have to respond.
I'm sorry. I didn't. It was a question, and I didn't hear you say that. That's what you saw.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I said, I'm sorry. Let me repeat myself. When you called. And before you told us your name, I was immediately impacted by something in the family. I didn't know that you,
okay.
I didn't recognize the number. And then
okay,
did
it.
You hear me say, now I remember you and I, anyway, so that's what
okay.
I'm getting. Is there something
okay,
going on in that area?
Well, I have four grandchildren. And I do I do worry about my grandchildren and how to help them and what I need to do.
Okay. And where are your other grandchildren?
They're all here. They're all with my daughter.
They live
at all. Four.
She has four kids. I didn't know that. And how's everything going with your daughter, relationship-wise?
Okay.
It's better?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But you're worried about your grandchildren because of what's going on in the world, the fact that they're not in school. What's the worry?
You know what? I cannot say all these personal things on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Sharon, the imagery I'm getting, it may be symbolic, but I'm getting, it's like a painting, like an artist. So I'm getting, maybe it presents itself symbolically, but I'm seeing something to do with art. And so you have to say to yourself, well, do I have paintings in the house? Is anybody talented in art or drawing recently? Did I have a point in my life when I drew?
Can I ask what it is that you're seeing in the picture, in the painting?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she's asking you.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm seeing it could encompass either a painting in the house or a painting somebody did or something to do with painting. So does that have anything you could share with us?
Well, I mean, there is a painting in my daughter's house. I have some little paintings that the kids have done for me. You know, they're handprints.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the painting in your daughter, and that's okay. So there's a connection between you and the kids, your grandkids. What's the painting in your daughter's house? Can you describe that?
It's really weird. The father and my grandson did the painting. And it's kind of an abstract Kasui, kind of weird. I don't really know what it is, to be honest.
Is your father crossed over or is he alive?
No, it's the father of your grandchild. Is that what you meant?
Right.
No, it's her son-in-law.
So the father, is the father present? Is he still in the marriage?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the energy goes to that painting. And it goes to the father and the son who did it. And what you should do, Sharon, if you haven't already, is ask the two of them what the painting means to them. What is it? Because you don't apparently have a strong idea of what it is or what it represents.
Right.
If they say, well, we don't know, just say, well, what do you think it could mean? And get that conversation down. And then if you'd like, call us back and let us know what you come up with, because there's something going on with that painting. I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, and all the paintings she has in her, I mean, she's talking about handprints that she
her
grandchildren made.
Pictures too.
Yeah.
Has your father crossed over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you close to him?
Yes. In fact, you know, it's funny you should bring up the painting and art. My, you know, there is my father and son, they're both crossed over. They used to take art classes together, and there is a picture my son did that is away in storage, and I don't have it with me, and I'm trying to get it here. But yeah, both my dad and son are in spirit.
Okay, so there is some crude level of energy. You know, it's a very low vibration, but they're trying to get through and communicate. So that would be your father and your brother?
No, her son. Her father and her son, correct? Sharon?
Yes, correct. Yes, honey.
Your son.
So your father's crossed over, but nobody else, just your father.
No,
right?
Her son crossed over.
Yeah. Her son crossed
over. Yes.
Sharon's son crossed over.
Yes.
And her father.
Correct.
Okay, they're trying to communicate to you.
Okay.
And it may be through their level of knocking on the door, may be through the painting. That may be their just level of introduction that they're here.
Okay.
Currently, and I forgive the cliche, but are there any Christmas trees in your home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's,
well,
it's
not everybody
crooked.
Has not everybody has one, and what I'm
right.
trying to convey is that they're relating to that Christmas tree.
Oh yeah.
They're all.
I got it in the garbage, and it's crooked. I got
it's
it in the garbage.
Garbage.
It's not decorated, and it's crooked.
Well, that's. I mean, it's still a tree, though. It's.
Okay. Now, are there any?
That's why I laugh.
Are there any symbols? Or toys or anything resembling clowns?
Oh, no. But my father used to like Emmett Kelly clowns.
Well,
clowns
that's weird.
Are scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is very
I agree.
Important. This is very important because we own a very famous portrait of Emmett Kelly.
My dad loved him. He had a picture taken with Emmett Kelly's son, and I had actually bought him a couple of statues, but they all were destroyed by people. And I still have the box of one of the Emmett Kelly statues. You know, I kept the box that it came in, and I have some
okay.
things of his in it. That's weird.
So a lot of people don't know about Emmett Kelly, so that's a good point to consider.
Uh-huh.
We have a painting of Emmett Kelly. I met Emmett Kelly myself.
Wow.
And we have a member in the family who is a famous clown, did clown portraits. So this is another strong indication that your father
oh my
and
God.
Your...
My dad did a charcoal... My dad liked art, and he did a... of a clown's face that it was the crying, it was the sad clown.
Yeah, that's what this is. That's what this is.
Yeah, my dad did that in pastel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this was in oil, but doesn't matter. Your dad and your son are communicating with you as we speak.
Okay. I've been wanting to hear from him.
Well, they love you very much. They seem to be in union out there in the astral realm, wherever they may be. They seem to be in union. There is a ring that you're not wearing, but it's an important ring that you probably put away somewhere. But they're discussing a ring, if that makes any sense to you.
I have an important ring that was cut off my finger. And I don't have it on right now, but I always wear it. It was a ring my son gave me. And my father's rings have all been stolen, so.
Oh, okay. So you just received connections from your father and your son. You just received those connections. The son says to you, forgive me. I'm sorry about some things. But I'm learning how to work with that in my soul.
My son says that?
Yeah.
Or my father?
Well, they're both there. I thought it was your son. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I thought it was your son. Did your son have a life that was in turmoil or anything?
No, he was doing great when he was murdered.
He's probably,
if he's saying he's sorry, sorry he's gone. He's sorry he's not here.
Yeah, why was he murdered? Under what circumstances?
Oh, I can't get into that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I understand. Well, that's what he's sorry about, that he left so soon.
Right.
And he's sorry about what led up. He's sorry about what led up to that. That's what he's sorry about.
Right.
But he's working that out in his soul, Sharon. So anyway,
uh-huh.
you received contact from your father and your son.
And I just was trying to figure out if they're trying to say something about what I need to do with my grandchildren.
Well,
the situation.
What you need to do with the grandchildren? Enhance their talents
okay.
in the best way you can.
Okay, I was actually thinking about that earlier. I wish, because of my physical disabilities, it's making it really hard, and no money. I need money.
Well,
I mean,
but I was just thinking of that, you know, to try to figure out what each one of them could do and how could I help them. Thinking about that today.
You know, have them write out what their favorite talent is and have them present to you like once a week something that they do with that talent. And then just give them an A.
You know, with the COVID and lockdown and poverty,
well,
you know, there's athletics you can't do.
Are you seeing them at all? Or is it like...
Yeah.
You are
no,
seeing
I
them.
See them. I just
person.
See them every day. Yeah, I see them.
Okay.
Well, enhance their talent.
So the lockdown
I mean,
isn't affecting the relationship with the grandchildren, but.
Well, it has, but it's distance and me being able to get there, and you know, I don't see them that often. You know, I'll see them Christmas.
I thought you just said, okay. Do you see them like on Zoom though? I mean, or like FaceTime? Do you do that type of thing with them?
Yeah, I try.
So that's how
you know,
see them on a regular basis?
Not every day. For me, that's regular every day.
Okay.
It's difficult, you know. My daughter's busy, so.
Your daughter's what? You cut out. You're
very
cutting
busy.
Out.
Yeah, very busy with her work, and she works from home, and then tired at night, so I don't even talk to her that much anymore.
How old are your grandkids?
12 and younger, 12 to 4.
Okay, well, you know, if you can have them. The 12-year-old may not want to do it, but have them pick a talent that they like and have them present it to you. Enhance their talents. If you want to know what to do with your kids, I know you have got money problems. We can't help you there, but what we can do is connect you to your family from the other side and give you some suggestions about your children. And did you ever have an occupation in life?
She was a social worker.
Oh, social worker?
State social worker.
Okay, so you know about certain aspects of dysfunction and how to improve situations and conditions.
Right. I've never had to deal with what I'm suspecting right now. And I can't say it over the phone.
So let's go back to the beginning of the conversation when I was picking up problems in the family. Is that what you're talking about that you can't say over the radio?
Yes.
Okay, I think I know what you're alluding to. but I can't say it on the radio.
Well,
are we talking a very serious issue?
Yes.
About a very serious issue concerning your grandchildren?
Yes.
About their safety?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Oh, boy.
You know, all we can do, Sharon, is put out energy for their safety. I'm not picking up anything personally where there's going to be any, you know, really overly concerned problems beyond where you're at. I mean, if your mind is thinking things can get worse, I don't know about that, but there's a limited amount of energy we can put out with the way that this is being presented to us. You know, aside from a private reading or something, but that's not possible probably. So all we can say is your concerns are to keep a rapport with your grandchildren as strong as you can. I think that rapport might have to do with, you know, their own, something that gives them an incentive, like their own talents. If you've got some major problems that you have to contend with surrounding the family dynamics and you're not in charge of that, we'll put out protection. We'll try to put out a protective blessing or energy to keep that in control. The only other thing that I'm seeing personally is an image of a back door being stuck. Like someone's back door has it always getting stuck or warped. Does that make sense?
Yes. The children's room, the back door gets stuck.
Okay, so since the energy of the vibration is there to validate that, what Kristen and I will do is, because Kristen was the first to recognize a problem in the family, what we'll do now, given the fact that my combined energies are also contributing to that, we'll put out a blessing.
Not to the problem in the family, but
we'll
to
put
the,
out a, we'll
the,
put out a blessing
the resolution
of, safety
of the
around
problem.
The family.
Right. Yeah. Because I don't want to alienate
the parents.
I have to text.
You have to, I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I don't want to alienate myself because I need to be close.
Right.
To protect.
Well, we're going to try to enhance your ability to be that protective person within the family. And keep in touch with us, Sharon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Jennifer on the line. Hi.
Oh, crap.
She's having problems.
I'm good.
No, we just couldn't hear you for a minute.
Well, it's because I was on mute. So that you caught me by surprise. I thought your switchboard would be full of people.
Well, you're next in line. We had someone else who I think got sick of waiting and hung up. So.
Okay. I have what's called COVID fatigue. I don't know what to do anymore. It's like I'm not even interested in the conspiracy theories. I've lost all interest in everything. Is there something like
you're for COVID fatigue? What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't even know what I can do to make my life better now. Like I'm not suicidal or anything like that, but it's hard to explain. You combine this crappy weather with not being able to do anything, and it's throwing me off kilter.
Okay, so you are asking...
I'm asking if there's something in the numbers or if something's going to change, if we're going to be relieved of this anytime soon.
I Hold on just a sec, Jennifer.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. We have some strange, I don't know, arrivals at our house. Talking about new arrivals. Well, I think right now everybody is going through, everybody is feeling some that fatigue with the current state of affairs in the world. And you're up, is it pretty cold where you are right now?
Yes. Yeah.
So you're dealing with the weather elements and the obviously the political elements. Well, of course, you're in Canada. Are you working? Because you have been, we haven't heard from you in a while. So you like reporting into work?
Yeah, no, I work from home every day. So.
Oh, you're working from home still. So 4370.
Yeah.
So I don't think what you're expressing is you're not alone. I mean, I think a lot of people are feeling this way. Did you hear what she said?
Mm-hmm.
COVID fatigue.
Yeah.
And she's wondering if there's anything. What are you asking about the numbers specifically? I mean, is there something you're asking about your birth date in particular? Pertaining to why
maybe,
you
like in
have
terms
some
of,
fatigue?
Yeah.
Well, you have a zero in your year. And in a linear in linear fashion, you're on that seven. So if we're talking about the years of your life, your karma was at, what is she, a 24-6? So you are, how old are you right now? 48?
50.
50. Gosh, I was making you younger. 50
oh,
years
nice.
Old. So, yeah. you're on that seven, which is next to a zero. So the pitfall is that your spirituality can fall into that negative state, you know, that the zero presents, the negative energy of the zero. And so you have to, I think, work extra hard in your life to make sure you keep your spirituality strong so that zero doesn't activate.
Okay, that's good to know, because that's where I feel like I've fallen off is with the spirituality, because I don't have the options available currently.
What do you mean you don't have the options available?
I used to go speak at church. I used to go to like a breathing class once a week, but I can't cross the border anymore, so I don't do those things.
So what about online? What about online? Don't they offer church services online or the meditation
class? They do, but it's, I don't know, it's not the same. I was doing a channeling class once a month, and that I don't think the whole online thing is resonating with me. So
yeah,
I know energy is energy, but it's just not.
It's
different.
Just different. Because you lose that. I mean, we're losing the human element because the lack of connection is being separated. So it's hard to get the same. I mean, we were talking about this on the past radio show with the educational system. Everyone's online. And so the educational system isn't the same as it used to be, much less, you know, if you're trying to seek spirituality outside of your self and get some kind of community. Did you want to say something?
Okay, so you see, your master number is six. You've got a seven in your energy. So if I were you, this may be a rough road for you to follow, but you need to kind of Google spiritualism and isolation. People who have been isolated, who have
like
been in confinement.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, people
that
like
kind of
that.
Mm-hmm.
St. John, even
oh,
St.
Yeah.
John, what is it to be spiritual when you are isolated? You can go and Google and just look at the way people have conducted themselves under these circumstances. But the idea of spiritualism, in its essence, Jennifer, is that it never leaves us no matter where we are or who we're around. So the measurement of spiritualism should not be contingent on our surroundings, but what is within us. So the true test of your journey on this planet, ultimately right now in space and time, is to say, am I a spiritual person no matter what is going around me? Now, of course, you might say yes. And of course, you might say, but it enhances my life to be around others. But the question now is that when spiritualism is being tested, how do you stand up to it? How do you go inside and go deeper to find it? Now, that may be a philosophical route. It may be a meditative route, something like that. But still, the question I know on my stance on the planet is I don't want to leave this planet and have to say to my maker, well, spiritualism counted on how things are going for me. I want to make sure personally that it's there no matter what's happening. And that if I was called to go deeper into it because of adverse circumstances, then that's what I did. And that's what I would say for you to do until things change around for you.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I am going to research what everyone else has done in isolation, because that will be useful. So, and I'll find some other activities to do that will maybe not, you know, be the same as attending something in person. However, I'm sure there is some merit in it. Maybe just not. I guess part of it is too is the whole anonymity sort of. It sounds strange, but there's more anonymity doing something in person than doing something online, because online, who knows what's being recorded to be shown, whatever down the road. So there is that element of, you know, it's whatever you're doing at that moment, like your show, you know, 20 years later, there it still is. Yeah. Whereas when you're in person, it's for that time only.
Right. But I mean, even if you're participating like in an online class, they're not recording. I mean, the shows are recorded, but like an online class that you're participating in, not that you're hosting, isn't going to be recorded, is it? Or is it? I mean,
I think that they are. Like, I think they say
are they?
Not, but I think that everything's recorded. So
yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? You know, in the meantime, Jennifer, sit down, ask yourself a question that's vital to you, and then proceed to answer it in written exposition. Ask yourself a difficult question, explore your psyche, and then write out an answer. And keep that as your own personal record, because you'll look back on that when you're in a different place.
You know what's funny is I did do that. Like, I put that in my journal, and I received a couple things that didn't make sense, but there's a date attached, so maybe they'll make sense on that date.
Well, then research the things that don't make sense. Research the words, research the information, and keep going deeper into your research upon each word that seems peculiar to you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Well, we hope things improve for you.
Yeah, happy Gentile holiday.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well,
you know, it's always peculiar because Christ was a Jew. So how do you say Christianity is non-Jewish?
I know. And I was recently watching, well, we were supposed to be watching a special on Revelation that
yeah.
you found. And prior to that show was a guy named, I don't remember, Kurt Schneider. And he's a messianic. He calls himself a messianic, or he calls himself a rabbi. He's not really a rabbi, but because he's a teacher, he considers himself a rabbi. So he never went to rabbinate school, but he is a Christian Jew by birth. And it was interesting to watch his little
yeah.
section on the Christian station, his half hour. So,
yeah, well, you know, it
it's the same as, you know, saying even amongst Christians, what is the true meaning of where we are at? It reminds me of that Charlie Brown cartoon. You know, that Charlie Brown cartoon, there was great controversy.
What Charlie Brown cartoon?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, that Charlie
they
Brown
didn't
cartoon.
Want, the producers did not want it. Linus giving his speech at the end of the cartoon. They thought that was just too much. And Charles Schulz, to my understanding, insisted on it. Well, they thought it would be a killer. They thought it would kind of ruin the ratings and stuff, but it turned out to be an immortal cartoon and presentation. But that's a good, you know, I always remember that scene when they're all at the Christmas talent show and they're all kind of doing their own thing. The ridiculous dance steps and stuff. And I used to think, this scene is so stupid. And it used to annoy me, but yet there's great meaning in that, that we're all sort of disorganized. And what brings unity to the stage when Sally starts yelling that the production's terrible and Charlie Brown says it's going nowhere and saying there's no meaning to anything. And then Linus steps in and gives the idea. And now we're in the element of the Star of Bethlehem. We went out and looked at the star. We went out and looked at the Star of Bethlehem, and I thought, if that dot in the sky guided anybody to anything, I don't know what they were talking about.
Well, I think we went out a little late, but even the pictures, because someone posted a picture online of the Star of Bethlehem that looked like a cross. I mean, it was amazing.
That can I see.
Right, but our experience not like that.
No,
and. Even though we went out, I think, an hour later than we should have, the pictures that I saw online from our area, or I think everywhere. I mean, I looked in Missouri at the different articles in different journalistic publications, and they all looked like what we saw.
What we saw. But to my utter embarrassment, I got out my binoculars and was looking at this brilliant light, and I was saying to Kristen, this is amazing. Oh my God, no
this
wonder this guided everybody.
This
I can't believe it. And I was looking at a street light.
That is a true story.
I didn't even know I was.
And then convinced he was seeing it again. He said, no, I think this is it. Even after realizing it was a street light.
With my glasses on, I looked with my naked eye, go, no, that's gotta be the star. But then no, it was a street light. But then when Kristen pointed out to me the true image, I thought, who the hell, how could that be a guide? This little dot in the sky is supposed to lead you to something?
Well, I'll tell you something. It led us to something that night. Do you?
No.
Well, remember what happened with, we had a leak, then we saw oil on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it actually... Something we thought was going to be not a good situation actually turned out to be
we
a
discovered
very...
oil on our property and we're moving to Texas.
No.
But it's strange. But this little dot, these two little dots, causing such such.
Well, I don't know if the woman that posted that picture online enhanced it because it didn't look at all like what
exactly
I saw
what I
in the in the newspapers
at. But you know, is when you show me these two little dots in the sky, I mean, how could those dots lead you to any? I wouldn't know where to walk. I mean, it's not like let's see, these two little dots in the sky, it must be about 100 miles from here somebody's being born. It looked ridiculous the way that it turned out to be. Wasn't amazing in my eye, but I prefer to say that the street light was the real Star of Bethlehem and just leave it at that. That's what my memory holds most congruent with the topic at hand.
Okay. We've got
but anyways,
four minutes.
And in keeping with the Christmas spirit and the Trinity, we had three callers today, very symbolic.
You know, I often thought about these three wise men, these three kings that came. I mean, I wonder if that was really true. If three kings really traveled through the desert, guided by this star and all that. Not to be.
Well, it wasn't a really, it's not really a star. It's a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, yeah. Right?
But, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe in the Torah or something, there was some provision given that this would happen on such a date. And they looked at this dot in the sky and started walking the camels. I don't know.
And
they brought these
frankincense,
gifts.
Myrrh. And I have that, I should post that picture on Facebook that I have.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's fine. It's a good story, but I can't imagine these three guys walking through hundreds of miles of desert with the gifts, and they're looking at this dot in the sky and going, well, let's see, it must be over here. And then they, and then from there, they find him in a barn in a manger. I mean,
are you saying you don't believe, are you saying
no,
you
I'm
don't...
just saying that, that logically, it, if I looked at those stars in the sky and I walked 100 miles and went to some guy's garage where a baby was being born based on the star in that sky, I would think I needed a psychiatrist or something. I mean, how do you find from that dot in the sky the specific location? And then they go to the barn or wherever he was in the manger, and they locate him.
Well, I'm sure that...
Well, I'm not an atheist, but I'm just saying it.
Oh, well, I mean, there are many things in the Bible that defy logic. So I don't know why.
I think it's embellished.
Story. Yeah.
I think it's embellished.
Well, I'm sure a lot is embellished.
You know, literally speaking, was the earth made in 7 days? I don't think so.
No, because you can merge the idea of creationism and evolution.
Right.
They both can exist, coexist.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyways, talking about spiritualism, we, you know, on logic as well.
Yeah.
So you got to keep that to mind.
Okay. Well, we are done for the day, and we will be back on the air next week. I'm not sure when, what days we're doing our shows, but stay tuned for our schedule. We'll post our show on Facebook, and remember to follow us. And have a happy holiday, everyone. Oh, and please, if you can, donate to our fundraiser for Wildlife SOS, a few extra dollars for a charitable organization that does great things for always is helpful and in the spirit of this holiday. Bye-bye.